On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was November 9, 1865, the seventh day of the adjourned session of the 23rd General Assembly. On November 1st, this adjourned session was set to begin. Unfortunately, both the Lieutenant Governor and the President pro tem were absent, which meant the Assistant Secretary called the body to order. With 10 senators present and 19 absent, the Senate was then adjourned until 10 the next morning. The next day, there were 15 senators present and 14 absent, still not enough for a quorum. Session would be adjourned again. On the third day, just as a quorum was still not present, the Senate doorkeeper was then asked to find and bring in absent senators. The needed 16th senator, at the time, then walked in and business could then start. After choosing a new sergeant-at-arms, the governor's reason for the adjourned session could finally be revealed. Between the end of the Civil War, the assassination of the president, and budget concerns, this session would focus on those matters and more attention to railroads and the companies that ran them, a familiar theme for the legislature for a number of years. Now we can fast forward to today. Reports of standing committees would begin the day, with rules suspended so that senators could vote on the bills that had just been approved by their respective committees immediately. This would continue after a morning recess and into the evening until adjournment was made until 10 the next morning. November 9, 1865, the date marking the seventh day of the adjourned session of the 23rd General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.